Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm Rob Schofield. Last month, the Center for Children and Families at Georgetown University released its 9th annual report that tracks children's health insurance coverage at the state and national levels. Unfortunately, when they looked at two-year trends from 2016 to 2018, the Georgetown researchers uncovered some bad news, namely that the number and rate of uninsured children started moving backwards in 2017, and this trend continued last year, with over 400,000 more children uninsured in 2018 as compared to 2 years previously. North Carolina was one of the hardest-hit states. Recently, I got a chance to talk with one of the report authors, the center's director, Joan Alker, who joined me by phone from her Washington office.
Well, Joan Alker, welcome back to News and Views. Good to have you back with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
You've got a new report out on the uninsured rate for children in our country, but before we get to that, remind our listeners what the Georgetown University Center for Children and Families is all about, what your organization does.
Yeah, so we are a public policy research institute at Georgetown University, and we're nonpartisan. We don't take any government funding. And we're just trying to promote good policies for children and families. And I do want to mention we have a website, ccf.georgetown.edu, and we've got a new interactive state data hub, so your listeners from North Carolina can go there and look specifically to see how North Carolina is doing for kids coverage.
We would definitely urge our listeners to do that. And of course, you do have this new report out, and it's got some not terribly encouraging news. We've been making progress for a long time in the country when it comes to covering more kids. Even if huge swaths of the adult population remain uninsured, we've made a lot of progress in covering kids. But the last couple of years, first 2 years of the Trump administration, we seem to be headed in the wrong direction. That's the finding in your new report.
That's correct. So as you said, you know, for many years, there's really been a bipartisan commitment to reducing the number of uninsured kids. And in 2016, we hit an all-time low. But unfortunately, that number has started going the wrong direction. More than 400,000 children lost coverage during that period. So today we have just over 4 million uninsured children in the country.
And these were generally spread among about 15 states, right, showing statistically significant increases in the number, and one of those was North Carolina.
That's right, yes. You know, the coverage losses were widespread. There was really only one state that moved in the right direction, but unfortunately North Carolina was one of those states where we saw statistically significant increase in your number of uninsured children. There were 15,000 more uninsured children in 2018, bringing North Carolina's total to 130,000 uninsured children in the state.
And I think it was around 5.3% was our overall uninsured rate for kids, which was above the national average.
North Carolina used to be doing better than the country, and now you're about on par. But yes, the national average is 5.2%.
So who are the kids that are falling out of coverage? Do we see, are there any kind of demographic trends?
Yes, there's a couple things to point out. One is that with respect to race and ethnicity, we see that white children and Latino children are those who are losing coverage at the greatest rates. African-American kids actually saw a slight improvement. And states that have not expanded Medicaid to parents and other adults are seeing increases in their rate of uninsured children that are three times as high as states that have. And North Carolina falls in that category. Now, one thing I want to mention is, as a national perspective, we saw kids just over 138% losing their coverage at greater rates than those under 138% of the federal poverty line. And with Medicaid expansion being such a hot issue in North Carolina, that number might sound familiar because 138% of poverty is the upper income limit if the state were to expand for parents and other adults. And what was a little bit different and interesting about North Carolina's numbers is that you saw the biggest jump for your children below 138%. 6.8% of those kids are uninsured. And that is a group who we think would improve if North Carolina chose to expand Medicaid to their parents. There would be what we call a welcome mat effect, and we would expect to get more kids covered.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit more. So North Carolina is one of, whatever it is, 13 or 14 states that have not expanded Medicaid yet under the Affordable Care Act. So we have a hundreds of thousands of adults who lack health insurance who would get it if we expanded Medicaid. We'd also bring in billions of federal dollars and create thousands of jobs, but I guess that's a discussion for another day. You talk about the welcome mat effect. How does that lead to more kids who theoretically could be getting covered now? Why do more of them get coverage if their parents get covered?
Yeah, that's a great question. Many uninsured children are eligible for Medicaid, but they're not enrolled or they've fallen off. And sometimes their families may not be aware that they're eligible for Medicaid. So we find that when parents are covered, when there's a new Medicaid expansion, that all of the attention, all of the discussion in the media about a new coverage source that will be available to the whole family and the outreach enrollment efforts that go along with that means that when parents come in, because they hear they might have a new option, they learn that their children have an option as well, and the whole family gets covered. So there's a lot of research to back this up, that it really makes Medicaid expansion a kid's issue, not to mention that a healthier parent is going to be a better parent, and that would be another reason that we want to make sure the parents got covered as well.
Talk to us about sort of the practical benefits of health insurance coverage. In some sense, it's sort of, you think about it, there's a disconnect. You got insurance coverage, but what's that mean for your health? How does that practically play out? Does it just mean kids go to the doctor more? They get more, better health care?
Yeah, so there is a lot of research now that shows the benefits for children of having Medicaid as opposed to being uninsured. There are better health outcomes in the short term, but even in the long term, there are lower rates of hypertension, obesity, for adults who had Medicaid as kids, because they are getting more preventive and primary care. For conditions like asthma, a child who has good insurance like Medicaid is better able to get the medications that he or she needs to control that asthma so they don't wind up in the ER, which is not only costly, but it often means that child is going to miss school if they have uncontrolled asthma. And we do see that kids who have Medicaid have better high school graduation rates. So there are many, many positives, both on the health side, but also the educational and the economic outcome side in making sure that children have health coverage.
Another issue I probably should have touched on when we talked about the group of kids who are seeing their uninsured rate going up is Latino and immigrant kids, right? Is there a factor here of sort of the war on immigrants that's been going on in the country and maybe having a disincentive for people to come forward to seek coverage?
We call it the chilling effect, and we saw that very clearly in the data this year, that Latino children are becoming, already they had high uninsured rates, and they're getting even higher. And even though it is perfectly safe for a parent to enroll their child in Medicaid, it will not have consequences for their public charge status or if they try to convert their status. There's a lot of fear, understandably, in the immigrant community right now. And for many of these parents who are immigrants, their children are citizens, but they're scared to interact with the federal government because of this climate of intimidation that's happening. So it's important to get the word out that it is safe for children to enroll in Medicaid. That will not be used against them, but we are seeing certainly a dramatic chilling effect.
Yeah, and of course, there's a public health impact as well. If the kids aren't getting medical treatment, but they're still going to school or being around other kids. In other words, there's a selfish reason for parents who may have traditional insurance coverage to want more people to be covered, you'd think.
Well, you know, there is. And I mean, the bottom line is it's not very expensive to cover children. The good news is that most children are healthy, but they do need their regular preventive care. They need immunizations. They need well child checkups, and that's a very smart investment for our country to make for all the reasons we talked about earlier, the better health outcomes, the better educational outcomes. Thankfully, most children are healthy, but as every parent knows, especially when they're little, you're in the pediatrician's office with regularity. So it's just penny-wise and pound-foolish not to make a bigger effort to make sure these kids get covered.
So is there any last words, general policy recommendations you have in mind for us that you would send forth both to the state and federal officials on these issues?
Yeah, so we really need a recommitment at both the state and federal level, and it's, things are not going to change clearly without the Trump administration toning down their hostile climate to immigrant families. But there are things that states can do to address this. First and foremost, as we talked about, North Carolina should expand Medicaid to parents and other adults. That will help reduce your uninsured rate, particularly because you have a high uninsured rate for your lowest income children. But North Carolina also has a relatively stingy Medicaid program for kids. Your upper income level is quite a bit below the national average. So the state could take a look at actually increasing eligibility for kids' coverage in North Carolina as well.
We will be hoping that our policymakers finally get to that point and start taking some of these actions. We really appreciate the information you provided. Joan Alker is the executive director of the Center for Children and Families at Georgetown University. The website, again, Joan, is ccf.georgetown.edu, right?
Correct.
Folks should check it out, learn about this report, see the interactive websites where they can check out what's going on in North Carolina. Joan, please keep up the good work, and we'll have another conversation real soon, I hope.
Well, thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
Coming up next, an important discussion about the crisis in youth suicides. Don't go away.